Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. A man with a long record of arrests and criminal convictions is facing charges for allegedly murdering a Yarmouth police officer, 32-year-old Sean Gannon. 29-year-old Thomas Litanowicz, whose last known address is in Somerville, was arraigned in Barnstable District Court today. Litanowicz has previous convictions for things including assault, gun possession, and witness intimidation. WBUR's Fred Tice was at the arraignment. He joins us now. Fred, the hearing was brief, and Litanowicz was ordered held without bail. Also quite a police presence. Tell us about that and what you learned about Officer Gannon today.
Well, that police presence was really impressive. When Litanowicz was about to be brought into court, it looked like the entire Yarmouth and Barnstable Police Departments filed into court, took over about half the courtroom, and there they were standing in blue, standing throughout, waiting for him to come in. Afterwards, we got a chance to talk to the Yarmouth Police Chief, Frank Fredrickson, and he had nothing but praise for Sean Gannon. He called him the Tom Brady of the Yarmouth Police Department.
He exemplified everything that you would want, every positive quality. I remember interviewing for his job, and he couldn't have been 23. Head and shoulders above the group he was with. He was basically presidential, and he kept that way, respectful. And he died doing what he loved to do, working with his dog, helping his brother officers, and protecting all of you.
Fred, Gannon and some other officers were serving a probation violation warrant on Thomas Litanowicz at home in Marston's Mills, which is a village in Barnstable. That is when Gannon was shot. What else do we know about what led up to the shooting?
So we got a press release today from Cape and Islands District Attorney Michael O'Keefe that went into some of the details. Officer Gannon was searching the attic when he was shot. And then sometime later, after a standoff, the police officers outside the house were able to reach Litanowicz on his cell phone and persuade him to come out and surrender.
What have you learned about Litanowicz's record, which has been described as extensive?
It's a record that goes back to 2005. He faced numerous charges here in Barnstable, some of them violent, but on almost all of them, he was found not guilty or the charges were dismissed. But then in 2010, he is sentenced to 45 years on an assault and battery charge, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. He serves 3 years. He's released in 2013 on parole. He violates that parole. He's reincarcerated until 2014 and comes out on probation. Reporters asked Cape and Islands District Attorney Michael O'Keefe about how a man with such a long record could be out and about on the streets, and he gave a very general answer.
Those kinds of questions are appropriately asked and examined whenever there's a tragedy like this. And, you know, we'll certainly review those things. Is it frustrating? Of course it is.
And, Fred, we should mention that probation violation that police were executing this arrest warrant yesterday, that's a minor offense. Now, Litanowicz is facing something much more serious.
That's correct. A probation violation is a relatively minor offense. Last week, a probation officer shows up at his home, and Litanowicz is not there for the home visit. The next day, he fails to appear for a drug test. And finally, on Friday last week, a warrant is issued for his arrest. And his probation was due to end in November. Now he is looking at a murder charge, life without parole, as a sentence, if he's convicted.
WBUR's Fred Tice.